Fortune's Favourites by Colin McCullough. Sulla had landed in Brundisium, and it would be civil war again. Sulla was a handsome aristocrat of patrician ancestry, an ambitious and utterly ruthless man. Fresh from his defeat of Mithridates in Asia Minor, he was determined to regain what he considered his rightful position in Rome, lost through political maneuvering. One who would ride to join him was a 22-year-old boy, Gnaeus Pompeius Magnus, son of the great general Pompey Strabo. "If only you knew how I've longed for this news, Varro," he cried to his scholarly young friend, Marcus Terentius Varro. "Well, climb on your horse and ride off. Sulla will be glad to find you a place among his junior military tribunes, I'm sure. You've seen a lot of action." "Oh, Varro, I'm not going to join Sulla as a junior military tribune. I'm going to bring him 3 more legions. I, Sulla's lackey? Never. I intend to be his full partner in this enterprise." Pompey had given himself the name Magnus, the Great, for he knew he was one of fortune's favorites. "Oh, Magnus, grow up," cried his prim and pedantic little friend. "Sulla has fewer than 40,000 troops, and he is facing 150,000 men under arms in Italy and Italian Gaul. Carbo alone has 8 legions."